Hello everyone, I'm Bruffy1322 and welcome to episode 39 of
Yeehaw,
the Chalky
Brothers,
House.
It's out! Woo! It's out! Alright, we got the cowboy game, alright? We got the cowboy game. We did it. It came out. It came out and I'm so excited.
We got rooting, shooting, cowboy, shooting part,
yes.
Part two.
It's gonna be great.
It is great.
Happy
what do you mean it's gonna be great? It's out. You exclaim to the heavens that it's out. Let him finish the, intro.
I mean, what's the point? I might as well just exit the room and you guys can do the podcast for yourselves.
That's fine. Look, I'll just sit here. I played with toy guns my whole childhood. Trained me for this, okay? Trained me. I'm ready for this game.
I will
game.
Say,
for any
of our listeners, you should go and watch the first minute of the video to see what Nos was doing.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, don't skip immediately to the chokes this time. Go and see what Nos was doing at the start.
Man.
So welcome to episode 39 of the Choking Hazard podcast. We are going to be talking about that cowboy game that is finally out, Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm here with my usual co-host, Sugarfree Nos, who's very excited,
Howdy.
It seems.
Howdy, brothers. Whoa. Howdy.
And he's got his cowboy hat back on. An RDT as well.
I just have the cowboy hat. Okay.
Cheers.
Cowboy outfit. Okay. Look, cowboy boots. All right.
Damn.
I'm ready.
It's the Nos show. This is it.
We're not making it to episode 40, are we?
No I don't think
no.
so.
No.
So
Nos is just gonna hijack this whole thing.
You don't wanna you know dilly dally about, right? You wanna actually get this done and out the door within an hour so you can go back to playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was playing it right up until we started.
You were. For those who watch the pre-show, which is available right now for those who are watching on YouTube for Patreon supporters, and it'll be up next week for everybody on the second channel, you'll see RDT is basically just the whole way through looking at the screen playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, sorry.
So I'm going to start. Let's start with scores. Out of 10, I'll say
11.
Out of 100%. 100%.
110%.
No, you can't. That doesn't
yes,
exist.
Yes, I can. You can't. You don't make the rules here. I'm the cowboy. I make the rules.
Andy T, where are you at?
Like, okay, if this was like an exam, what are we saying? Like 100 questions, 1%
yeah.
per question?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 94%.
Interesting.
It's close. I have a few gripes about the game that we'll get into, but it's amazing.
I'm interested to hear your gripes because I value your opinion on this game.
Oh, thank you.
Unlike the other people on the show, I don't really value their opinion, but...
Well, I would give it a 6%. I'm joking.
I was about to just leave. Also, just... We're not even halfway through the game yet, so
no,
this is
no,
we're not,
really
I'm
early.
Not even past chapter 2 yet.
Yeah, I'm the furthest I think
yeah.
for story in chapter 3, but
I haven't even got Micah, whatever his name is, out of jail in chapter 2.
Spoilers, bro.
Spoilers already. No, not
well,
even.
It's not a spoiler because I haven't done it yet. So that's the sum total
well,
of what I know.
We should say if you're watching this, and I'm not going to say anything past chapter 2. But if you're like not
yeah,
looking
not
for
either.
Any story whatsoever, there are going to be spoilers. So, you know.
Yeah, there will be minor spoilers. There won't be like story arc spoilers, but there may be some like maybe some vague accounting of stranger missions that I've done or anything. That's what I want to talk about.
So, it's not going to we I mean we're not going to give any major story spoilers because we haven't got that far in the game yet. So.
Yeah. No. Yeah. When John dies, like we're not gonna tell you about that. stuff like that. But
So how has it lived up to your expectations going into it? You were at a level of expectation. You two especially have been looking forward to it for so long. How has it met those expectations?
I think it's exceeded. I think it's exceeded them.
It has, okay.
I agree.
Yes, I mean it's actually really difficult to put into words because I really really love the game. I think it's amazing. but at the same time, there's just something about it that just feels a little off to me, but it's not enough for me not to, I don't know, it's so weird. I can't even describe it. But I think it might be, if I was to try to put my foot on it or my finger on it, I don't know why I would put my foot on it.
I'll put my foot on it if you need.
Put your foot down. Yeah. Is that I was so expecting it to feel and like play and control the same way that Red Dead Redemption did, that the changes, it's taken me a little bit of time to get used to it. So I was like, I'm not familiar with it. It seems like I'm writing with my left hand. I'm like, this is weird. I'm getting it done and I can still do everything, but it just feels off.
I feel like I get that impression whenever I play any new game these days, apart from maybe like racing games. Like I always feel games are getting so complicated and complex and so many things to do that I just get lost a little bit at the start of these things. I feel like that's the same thing with any game, but because there's so much stuff in Red Dead Redemption 2, it kind of makes it a little bit worse. It just muddies the waters even more of just wanting to. I know what you mean. Like, there's just something that it feels a little bit weird, like the first parts of the game, just getting into it. And it feels like even though I'm halfway through chapter 2 or however long I am through chapter 2, I'm still doing like a big tutorial at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I was in your stream earlier yesterday. I was like, it feels like you're just in a tutorial for a little while as you get used to things. But
I have to say, because I think we all know that Nos is going to love the game and say nothing bad about it, and it's 100%
true. Perfect.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting to see. But I have to say that it has also exceeded my expectations.
You had no expectations.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. To be fair,
we were talking about this. I don't like cowboys.
On the stream the other day, is that Red Dead Redemption, the original one, the expectation that I had for Red Dead Redemption to blow me away made it worse when it didn't. Like, it was a good game, and I was kind of like, okay, yeah, it was a good game. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't one of my best games of all time or anything. And then, but because everyone had said how good it was, that when that didn't happen, it made it feel even worse to me, because I felt like I should be liking it more than what I am. So when I went into Red Dead Redemption 2, I was half expecting not to like it just because of that experience from the first game. And I have to say that the start of, even though it's slow paced, and it is very slow paced, I found it so much more entertaining and interesting, the first part of the game, in comparison to what I did for Red Dead 1. All of that like farm work that you did at the start of Red Dead, it almost lost me then. But I found the start of this game so much more entertaining. It did keep me a hell of a lot more engaged. Even though it is very slow paced, I still enjoyed it. So that was a surprise to me, that sort of, I guess I'm more positive than what I thought I would be. Nos?
I'm glad.
Your expectations were very
experience.
High.
This game has been the greatest experience I've ever had in gaming so far. I got into it, and here's how I knew
really
that this game was where it was, where I needed it to be. Okay, so in Red Dead Redemption, I could shoot a man's hat off by accident from 3 miles away with my left hand. Okay, that's how common hat shots were. What's the first thing that I did on that first enemy that you shoot at? Pew! And their hat's gone. All right. I knew I was there. I knew I had arrived. I had arrived at the promised land. Okay. I have come. So I've come to a higher plane of existence in video gaming. Okay. It's great. I don't know. I think the most surprising thing to me, or not surprising, but the best thing about it And it shows you this like really early in the game. It feels like Rockstar went into their entire back catalog of their games and took the best elements from each one of them and put them in this game. So, for instance, the combat is a good mix of like Max Payne 3 and Red Dead Redemption in terms of feel.
The combat is incredible, I've got to say. The gunplay.
The combat is incredible. The way that you explore houses and pick up items and look at items, that's straight from L.A. Noir. The light dialogue system you have, that's from Bully. There's just a lot of elements. And the customization as well, the horse, the clothing, the weapons, that is GTA 5's customization turned up to 11, I think. In terms of, not necessarily the amount of customization for anything, but the level that you can do. Yeah, whether you can have your sleeves down or rolled up or your pants in your boots, out of your boots, all this different customization. It really just takes everything from their whole back catalog and takes the best parts of all of those games and puts them into this. And that's what's allowed it to live up to what I needed from it.
San Andreas as well, with having to eat and gaining weight and losing weight.
Mm. Yeah. Now, I want to just to get into the gaining and losing weight. People are like, you gotta eat. That's a chore. I don't want to eat. Okay. Not eating is a valid choice. Okay. I don't know if many people know this. If you are underweight, you get buffs to your stamina and your speed. And if you are overweight, you get buffs to your health and negative effects to your stamina. So it is a choice whether you want to be underweight, average, or overweight. It's not just, you don't eat, negative effects, that's it. It is a choice. It is a tactical choice whether you want to be faster or have more health.
We probably missed that in one of the tooltips.
We'll come on to that. Has it exceeded your expectations, or has it met your very high expectations in the first place?
In terms of combat, it has exceeded my expectations. Everywhere else, it has met them. I knew that the one thing that would make this game what I needed it to be was the combat, and they blew it away. And it's great. So everything else fell into place after that, I feel.
Interesting.
I have to say, and I'm not a giant fan of it.
Have you messed with any of your settings?
No. Why should
that's
I?
Your problem. Yeah.
I haven't messed with any of my settings, but that's not a legitimate reason to.
Yeah,
there's your problem. Yeah. You shouldn't have to mess with settings to have a good gameplay experience.
What are you talking about? You say you should just go into every video game with your default mouse sensitivity and try to play it? No. I mean, you can adjust sensitivity settings. I took the reticle, you can take it down to just a small dot, like it was in Red Dead. I did that. And then I upped the aiming sensitivity, killed the dead zones, and halved the aim assist level so that I could quickly get headshots just like in Red Dead Redemption. And it's great. It feels just like I needed it to.
It just feels a bit stiff to me. I don't know why. It's just
probably
because
your sensitivity's stock. I felt the stock sensitivity was really low, honestly. I turned it up quite a bit.
Mm. And you were mentioning how they brought back elements from other games. And I just wish, the hand-to-hand combat was better.
Really? Like, I like it.
It's so rudimentary like it was in GTA 5. Even if they had brought back the Bully combat system or the San Andreas, even the GTA 4 combat, hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, now I would agree with you that there could be more hand, there could be combos and stuff. There could be more depth to it.
Hold this button, then you dodge, and then you just kick him in the leg. It's a lot better than GTA 5, where you just do the same left hook, right hook combo every single time. But I feel like you can go more in depth with it, like you did with literally everything else in the game.
Yeah, but I'll agree. I'll agree with that.
But hold on, just one more gripe. Last episode or whatever episode we were talking about Red Dead, which is a lot of them, I mentioned how I liked when you shot somebody in the leg, they like limped away. I tried doing that And I didn't experience that in this. I don't know if I'm not doing it right, shooting them in the right place, but I liked being able to cripple someone.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, I've noticed it does do that.
Like, oh, I'll tell you about a story about the combat later.
Quite often you see, like, if you shoot somebody in the shoulder, they'll peel back to the side, and it's really good. It's really well done.
Yeah, euphoria physics, man, in this game. Oh my goodness. Sliding down hills, your horse just...
Oh, not to mention the Sniper Elite slow-mo bullet time thing.
Yeah.
Oh, when you kill someone. Is it something that do you have to do something in particular to activate that, or is it just a random? It seems like it's a random. It's
random. I think it'll probably be more likely with headshots. I get that camera quite a bit. Because I'm a rootin', tootin', shootin'.
He's a
amazing cowboy, okay?
Oh, God. How many times do you drink every time Nas pulls out his revolver?
I will get you very drunk. All right, look, I've had this talent since I was 10, okay? I got to show it to somebody.
There we go.
How are you feeling playing it on console, Nas? You know, you PC maniac.
I mean, I would much prefer it to be on PC, but it's a gorgeous looking game that runs at an acceptable level. So,
wow,
an acceptable.
I never thought I would hear Nos call 30 FPS acceptable.
Well, yeah. As long as it doesn't drop, as long as I'm not, you know. Now, if you play on an Xbox One, no, you're not having an acceptable experience. Okay, at like 280p, 20 FPS masterpiece.
I'm on a Xbox One X.
So. Yeah, now the One X is the best way to play it. The Xbox One X runs at native 4K.
Did you see the comparison, the Digital Foundry comparison?
Yes, I did.
On the standard editions, the textures are actually lower. And so it is a legitimately worse experience, but it's still beautiful, of course. On the Pro and the Xbox One X, the texture, they have higher resolution textures. But because the One X is running it natively at 4K, it looks even better. And the frame rate dips that you may get very rarely on the PS4 Pro, they just don't happen at all on the One X. It's the first game, really, I think, where the One X has really shown its superiority from a platform power perspective.
I would agree with that. But, you know, the textures are higher on the Xbox One X. The PS4 gets to see the textures first because things come out first. So, yeah. It's
only a few little, clothing items and stuff, isn't it? It's not actual content, sure. Right?
I don't know. It depends on if they... I don't know. It depends on if they release more stuff that's timed exclusive or not. I'm not sure.
So before we get into the actual gameplay portion of it, can we just talk about how beautiful it is?
Oh my God. And I know I said in a previous episode where, like, we can't say, the game looks great because that's every game.
Yeah, this every game is meant to be great now. Yeah. So nice. But it does blow you away.
What surprised me, I can see no downgrades like from the trailers. The game looks exactly like the trailers.
Yeah.
Exactly like them. And that, I mean, you know, how many other games have you seen that look just beautiful and stunning in the trailer? You know, all these visual effects, and then you get to the game and everything's dumbed down and terrible. You know. Like GTA 5, for instance. You know, GTA 5 doesn't look nearly as good as they wanted to make it out to look in the trailers. Red Dead looks exactly like the trailers. Exactly like it.
Yeah, the snow was amazing at the start. I think that was perfect starting you there, and you just see the deformation of that and the views that you have at certain points of the game. It's just remarkable.
When you're like standing in the sun and the beams are like translucent on your cartilage.
Ears and nose. I saw that. I was like, this game's stupid. This game's like,
yeah, that is ridiculous. But then, like, when you think back to even GTA 5, which was 5 years ago, and even Red Dead Redemption 1, there was times when I was playing through my playthrough of that and thinking, wow, this is beautiful. So, you know, it's good to see that Rockstar have kind of continued that skill and ability that they have to produce the highest quality of, game from a graphical perspective.
So dense, too. Yeah. It's like everything. there are spots in Red Dead 1 that's just open desert. And you're like, all right, yeah. How hard could this have been? This is just packed with stuff.
Yeah, it's there's stuff everywhere.
You pick any direction, turn in it, and walk, you're finding something compelling to do within 5 minutes at the very most. Like if you go 5 minutes in this game and you are not doing something compelling, then you must be standing still. And even then, someone will find you and make you do something.
Yeah.
I lost what I was going to say then. I was literally going, oh, God damn it.
Dang, damn it.
It's beautiful. But what about when it comes to, like, sort of the missions that we've done so far, at least? How do you feel about the missions? Because it feels like missions have always been a thing for Rockstar Games where they've been the thing that's easily criticizable, because it's sort of go to point A, do the thing, go to point B, fetch a thing, that sort of thing. How do you feel the missions have been in comparison to
so far?
To
I've really enjoyed every one that I've played. I would say every one of them have had a variety of different things to do, and depending on your play style, you could do them in many different ways. And there's player choice in the missions as well. Slight spoilers. There's a mission where you go with another character to rob a house. Have you done this mission? To get a stagecoach from the barn. RDT, you've done this mission, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you guys. So
he's way ahead of us. Have you done that one? All right, we haven't done that mission. Anyway, when you get to the mission, you get a choice. Do you want to break in at night, or do you want to distract them and go in during the day? So right off the bat, two different experiences, right?
Yeah.
Which is great. And then the depth of the game, this mission really showcases the depth of the game as well. So I chose the day because I wanted my buddy to distract. And I went in the back door and I was, looking through the cabinets. And I was, I thought to myself, oh, I'll close them back up because, that's what I should do, right? Well, I started running out of time and I was like, it's a video game. I'll just leave them open. Nothing will happen, right? So you get to the end of the mission, you're going away on the stagecoach, and as you're driving by, Paul, somebody's been in your chest. And Arthur's like, man, I must have left the dresser open as you go by. So there are.
I did that mission just before the podcast, and I went through and closed all of the things. And when Arthur got onto the stagecoach, and when Hosea got in, he goes, yeah, I made sure I closed up. It looks like nobody's been in there. So they've changed all the dialogue and everything for it.
It's amazing.
I've had that experience too.
You have.
On the train. And I went along and someone jumped out at my partner, and then everyone in the chat said, oh wow, he jumped out at me because I was in front. And it's like, and the dialogue changes, the animations are all different. Everything is, the attention to detail within, the world that they've created is stunning. And that's what I was going to say earlier. It's like the sense of scale that you have in this world, especially because you're on horseback and you can only go at a certain speed across it as well. And you're in this sort of, you can be in this tiny little, I think I first had that feeling in the very first part of the game where you're sort of going down a hill to one of the first places that you attack. And you just realize that this is some tiny bit of area with some buildings in it that feels big as you're walking along it. And it's this tiny little portion of this entire map, and it's all so detailed. And that is, it's impressive. It's not just beautiful, but it's detailed and thorough with everything that it does.
The map they've added to the game would be enough for its own game.
Oh my God.
Yeah. The map that they've added. And then you have Blackwater and everything else too. Like,
dude, if you take your cursor, at least for me right now, because I'm not going into Blackwater, that area, and just go down to what's undiscovered, you don't see anything that I've already been to. It's crazy.
For one of the missions, you have to go across to Blackwater, right? To start one of the missions. And I cross the river, and I look up to my right, and it's Broken Tree. It's Broken Tree, but it's not broken.
You're like,
because it's 11 years ago. It's like, I know that tree. And I go to the tree and the wall is reconstructed. Like the wall is solid.
Like a Nas. It's
broken.
Is like, acting like this is his life and he's been there. He's like, that's the house that I grew up in.
I can't wait. And I've only been into the Great Plains. I haven't been all these places I want to go explore and see what they're like. And then there's all this new stuff to explore in this gigantic city that's industrialized.
I still haven't even been to Saint-Denis. Like,
I've been there. And this will just tell you the kind of gameplay that you can make yourself. I'll tell you this small story. So there's a mission. You have a good time at a bar. You end up far away from your horse, right? So you're near a train station. So I go to the train station. First off, right there, there's a stranger who tells you about one of the collectibles in the game. Okay, that's fun.
The cigarette cards? Is that what you
mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the train comes by, and I hop on the train. Like, oh, maybe this will take me back to Valentine. It doesn't. Train keeps going and go and I'm just, you know, looking out at these beautiful vistas, and you see, you know, it starts off kind of foresty and then you move into kind of more plains area, and then it looks like I'm getting into the bayou. There's water everywhere, willow trees, everything. And then I look this way and I see gigantic factories and smoke coming out of these smokestacks in the city. And it is just amazing. And I thought, oh, this will be just like three blocks. This city is like humongous. And there's different areas of the city. And when it's night, the lighting is completely different and beautiful. And it just this game,
it makes me genuinely happy how excited you are about this.
Well, it feels like you're part of the world. Like in GTA 5, you are not allowed to be part of the world. Okay, the NPCs have a disposition to hate you. Yeah, they will, you know, if you stand beside an NPC too long, they'll punch you for no reason. In Red Dead Redemption 2, I feel like that Morgan is no important than anybody else walking on the street. He's no more important than any of those characters that are you. You walk past them, they, you know, hey, how you doing? Or you bump into them and like, back off, and then they keep walking, you know.
Yeah.
It does speak volumes that the 8 years that they've been working on this since the first game has really, you know, made an incredible world. I feel like that's the, because I haven't even sort of gotten past, obviously I'm still at, you know, not even halfway through chapter 2 or whatever. I haven't really explored either. I'm just following the story, so I don't feel like I've seen anything, and I've got so much of the map still to do. There's the big city that I know about. There's all the old map that is still there from the first game, which is remarkable. And then the detail that goes in with that, they've created a wonderful world. And I think that is probably the best part about the game is the world that they've created, the world that they put you into, and the feeling that they give you within that world, that you're just another guy experiencing it with everybody else. I feel like that's the main, you know, great point of the game. It is so
Because I mean, the entire idea of the game is like, you're only as strong as the gang, and the gang is only as strong as its members. Yeah. And that kind of goes out into the world where individually you're insignificant, but together you're strong. So the fact that you're out there just roaming around in the random city and feeling like, oh, well, I'm kind of lost here doing nothing, that I think that translates well into what they were trying to get the player to feel in the game.
Yeah, it works on a thematic level as well. So it is incredibly immersive. Does it delve into the realms of being too much? Because, and as an example, I wouldn't have known that horse testicles shrink in the cold unless there'd been an article telling me about it. That,
true,
to me, doesn't add any gameplay value whatsoever to program that. And I feel like there's quite a bit in this game that either doesn't add any value to the game or the gameplay that I'm experiencing.
See, okay, listen. You know what you are? You're a why guy. Okay. I'm a why not guy, and you're a why guy. And that's, I don't like why guys. You gotta ask yourself, why not?
Now, my why would be, instead of programming these horse testicles to react to weather, maybe you gotta spend a little bit more money on the script. If I have to hear "it's a big country" or "we need more money to get out of here" one more time, I swear to God, I am going to
Well, maybe
flip.
If the rest of the gang contributed it and Arthur wasn't the only one doing things, okay? Nice. Micah's off just pew, killing people. John's still almost dead for some reason. Like, get over it, okay? It was just a couple wolves.
Right. And that's the other thing. I'm sorry. We're going to go off the rails a bunch of times during this podcast, but I think Rockstar should just leave any past characters alone. I am upset at the way that John got his scar. I thought that was lame. And the way that they're setting him up, he's like this little pussy. Like, right now, he's not very impressive. He's not the John Marston that we know from Red Dead Redemption.
That's,
it's like,
we're going to see him.
I know. I get that. I get it. But still, like, just come on. Treat your. It's like an Anakin situation. And Jack's no better. Jack is just
I
so
like
annoying.
Jack now.
They went right into Jack.
But see, you Jack hate him has there, the you right hate to be now. Annoying because he's not a young man. He's an actual child, and children are annoying. Okay, the problem with Jack in the first game was that he acted like a small child even though he was 16. Now actually a small child.
Have you gotten to the fishing mission yet?
Yes, I did.
I haven't.
I love that one.
He's like, "You're making a necklace? What are you? What are you, a daughter? What are you doing, Jack? Come
leave
on.
Leave him alone." All right.
there was a bit just before the podcast where I was in camp and I looked over and Jack was sitting throwing stones at my horse. Little bastard. He was just sitting there throwing stones at a horse.
I'm gonna antagonize him
goes, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm killing O'Driscolls." Like, I was like, "Fuck off, you little bitch. Just go. This is no place for a child. Go away.
Get out of here." Yeah, I'm going to antagonize him every time I see him now. I can't take it.
But, like, is it... Because I felt on many occasions during the game overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that there is to do, and I feel like there are various aspects to it that don't necessarily need to be as, like, they're pushing for this is ultra realistic, ultra immersion, maximum level that you can get. But there were moments during it where things that were meant to make me do that made me feel like, ugh, This is just too much. I just don't want to do this. I don't want to have to do all of these things. And to a certain extent, to give it credit, there are a lot of things that you don't necessarily have to do, at least. Like, but it feels like then you get the idea that you feel like you're missing out on part of the game. And it's as if it's gone more sort of RPG elements to it. And
yeah, but at what point is that the game that you bought? You know, you can't really complain about something that you knew it was going to be going in. You know what I mean?
But the sheer volume, I didn't expect that there would be, you know, quite that many little bitty things. All, yeah, you know, cleaning every little thing. And I get why they want to do it, but it feels... I don't know, maybe it doesn't necessarily... It's not necessarily a bad thing, but... It's definitely.
I don't think the things degrade or you go hungry. I don't think that stuff happens fast enough for it to be intrusive, in my opinion. I think
I've eaten 10 times, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that, like, and I especially agree. Like, I especially like the fact that, again, like I said, it doesn't. You don't have to do these things specifically. You can just go with the story and you'll still have a good time. But it's. I don't know. It just feels. Like, it changes up what the game, at least the I don't know, maybe the first game was, or what Rockstar games have been. It's the blurring of the lines between genres, and it just all kind of melds into one big tedious monstrosity that, I don't know, takes away from the experience a little bit, at least for me.
Yeah, I haven't felt any of that.
No. Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just I was, you know, again, talking about this on the stream, that's not my kind of game anyway. I don't really like RPG elements in games, at least. I have to be significantly invested in the setting and the story and stuff like that to get something out of those kind of bitty things. So, yeah, you know, it's obviously just a personal thing.
I can see that. That's kind of why sorry to cut you off, but like, I know people are going to yell at me for this, but I've tried getting into The Witcher 3. Not a huge fan. I'm sure if I keep playing it, I could like it, but
I haven't even tried The Witcher 3 because I know that I'm not going to enjoy it.
I feel like the only reason I haven't played with The Witcher 3, I mean, it's one of those, so, the game is so massive, right? But I feel like I'm so behind, too, in terms of lore and stuff like that. That's what's put me off of it.
But again, that's kind of how I feel about Red Dead Redemption.
It's still an amazing game.
Two is that, like, it is just so massive and there's so much content and so much stuff to do, which is great, but at what point does it become too much that if you feel more like you're missing out on stuff than the experience that you're getting from playing it?
Yeah, and I get that because, like Nas said, he's not really paying as much attention to the story. He's obviously paying attention to it, but he's doing a lot of side things too. I feel like since I am paying attention to the story, I'm missing out on those side things right now. And I think I might take a break from it and go and do those things.
Yeah, it's all about balance. I mean, it's you know, do some extra things, do a mission. Do some extra things, do a mission.
So going back to The Witcher 3, they actually, with the physical copy, they give you like a little 3-page pamphlet to catch you up on the lore, which is great. It's a really nice thing for the developers to do. They just give you like a little, this is why the world is the way it is, this is what's going on, this is who you are, this is who the people around you are, and yeah, just catches you right up. So it is good to get into, but I would advise getting the physical copy.
What I was going to say about the needs, the only thing that bothers me about the needs currently, and it may be an upgrade later as you advance in Deadeye, but I really want to be able to replenish Deadeye with headshots and killing people. I'm not a big fan. No, as far as I can tell, I can't. You have to have your Deadeye core up, and then it replenishes over time.
You know how like when you're treating your horse, you see a little plus horse thing. Like I thought I had noticed, like when I got headshots, it would do that.
Might replenish your core, but it does maybe, but it doesn't just flat replenish your Deadeye. Like if I shoot three guys in the head, then I should have enough Deadeye to, you know, have like 2 seconds of Deadeye or something.
That would be
nice. But you can
use tonics and stuff.
Yeah, like shit. Since I've discovered you've got chewing tobacco, which not only fills your Deadeye, it overfills it as well. So now that I've learned that that's in the wheel, like the wheel you pull up with L1, it's gotten a lot better.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What do you mean?
I learned about that today or something.
Yeah, your items. Yeah, you move over to your items and there's chewing tobacco. And you
I always go into my satchel. I've not gotten used to that either. But
there's so much and there's so much knowledge. Like maybe it's just the state of... Yeah, you know, the what you have to get used to with modern gaming, that there is going to be so much into a game like, especially a game like this, that it's going to take. In previous times, it would take you maybe an hour or two to get used to a game. Maybe now it's going to take 5, 6, 7 hours until you actually fully get to grips with all the different items and all the different things that you can do, and maybe that's just part of it. But yeah, for me, I think because it's, again, the whole Wild West and cowboys and all that kind of stuff, the setting itself has never fully won me over, and it still doesn't. So I can't... Don't shake your head at me. I'm not American. I don't have any interest in this kind of...
You don't have to be American.
Well, I know, but like it's easier if you are. It's your history. But
my history, what are you talking about? My family came over from Ireland.
Your top hat's a nerd, okay?
My family came over from Ireland.
Go your sewage infested streets, nerd, okay? that was your history.
But it's difficult for me to get into any kind of game that is set, you know, way in the past like this. And it's just my preference for how I like, you know, what I like, the kind of genres I like. That's how it is. So when it comes to all of these little parts of the game that to me feel tedious, when I hear Nos talking about it and when I hear how he's felt about the game, I totally get it. Like, it makes total sense. If I say got a Mass Effect that wasn't Mass Effect Andromeda, but it was actually a good game.
The last Mass Effect they made was Mass Effect 3, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Mass Effect 3 was the last one. But
I think Andromeda was a graphic novel, actually.
Yeah. Not a very good one, because the facial the drawing the wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, if there was sort of something set in the Mass Effect universe or you know, any kind of game that I'm totally invested in, or even a new IP that is, you know, that kind of genre that I'm interested in, all of this kind of stuff that I have been feeling a little bit, oh, this is too much about Red Dead Redemption 2, if all of that stuff was in that game, then I could be like, okay, I can get on board with this. This is okay. Eventually I'll get used to it, and it's going to add to my experience. And then if there'd been a previous game like Red Dead Redemption 1 is, and this just adds on to it so much more, then yeah, I get it. And I can't hold that against the game and the quality of the game. It's not for me. It's not my kind of thing. But it doesn't stop me from realizing that this is an incredible game from an absolute programming and development perspective, the things that you can do in it and detail. But I think everybody has to be aware that it might just not be your thing. You don't have to like this game just because it's the next Rockstar game for 5 years. You don't have to like it. You don't. It doesn't have to be your thing. It's okay. But I feel like
no, of course. Nah.
If you don't like this game, then you're something's wrong with you.
There are certain things you just are required to like to be a human being.
Yes.
And this is one of them now. This is now a requirement.
I agree with that. Objectively, it is a near. It's as close to a perfect game from an objective standpoint as we've gotten so far, I think, in gaming.
Yeah.
Subjectively is completely different, because you just might not like it. You might not like that kind of thing. But
I think subjective is dumb, okay? There's right and there's wrong. There are no opinions. And I'm right and you're wrong. That's how it works.
But there is a silver lining for people that might not be about the Red Dead lifestyle, which we call those people idiots, but you know. Let's just say
I call them Yankees. That's what I call them.
Hey, whoa, hey there, kiddo. Let's back it up here. I'm one of the Northern Yankees. You should be super hyped for GTA 6.
Yeah.
If you don't like Red Dead Redemption 2, GTA 6 should be amazing. Should be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if nothing else, even if you're not going to buy the game and play the game yourself, you should watch people play it or watch certain sections of it.
Michael is hungry. Go feed him at Burger King. Michael's car is dirty. Take it to the car wash.
But when you think that, like, the things that we're going to be seeing, the things that we're seeing in Red Dead Redemption 2 now are only going to be improved upon and made better and included into GTA. Hopefully the right things, and it doesn't just, you know, revert back to nonsense like GTA 5 did when you compare the, you know, the gunplay in comparison to, say, Red Dead, and it actually gets worse. But hopefully GTA 6 takes a lot of what is in Red Dead Redemption 2, because it's incredible. And that's, you know, objectively it is an incredible achievement of a game.
Truly.
Just might not be for you.
It should be, though, because if it's not, you're wrong.
The thing is, to be fair, I hadn't felt like I needed to play Red Dead Redemption, the original, for 8 years.
Oh, here we go again.
Right? And afterwards, I still felt like if I'd not played it for 2 hours, if I'd stopped playing it after 2 hours, I wouldn't have missed out on much. I wasn't too bothered, just because it wasn't my sort of game in terms of the setting and whatever. But I'm still happy that I played it, and I think it's going to be an even more more of that feeling from Red Dead Redemption 2. I feel better overall about this one than I did the first one. Okay. And I think even if I'm not going to not enjoy it, but even if it's still like a meh. I'm glad I played it, but that's it. I'm still glad.
They're not used that sound again when you're talking about Red Dead Redemption 2. Okay.
It's time to get people angry.
Meh.
That's just the band word in the comments this week.
let's make it meh. You know, that's what I was gonna say. We should start doing that in the middle of it instead of the end, so people don't just skip to it.
yeah, just put it in random places throughout the episode.
Yeah, just put it in random places. So meh, that's the word.
I'm still happy that I'm experiencing it because it's that good. It's that good of a game. Just on the game aspect of it, that I'm happy that I'm experiencing this game. But we'll see how the story goes. You know, the story is everything, and it's all about how the story is going to progress. It's very slow. It is. You can't. You know, if you don't like slow paced games, you're not going to like it.
Yeah, but I think the payoff is going to be really good.
That's what I'm waiting for.
To get back to Blackwater. That's kind of what I'm playing for right now, is to get to the old part of the game, like the old map.
Yeah.
But I've decided to like kind of slow myself down and start to really take in the story also. I just don't know why it's called Red Dead Redemption 2.
It's not a story of redemption.
We
don't know yet, I suppose.
Yeah, it may turn into a story of redemption. We don't know. GTA Man has assured us that the story is ridiculous and crazy and really good. So
don't say anything like that, because then that builds up the expectation, and that's the trouble I had.
Well, that's
GTA
Man's opinion. You can disregard his opinion.
Yeah, he's.
But I think that's
right. He's GTA Man. Okay, he's not RDR Man.
Oh my god.
But I think you hit the nail like on the head there. Like the payoff for me at the end of Red Dead Redemption 1 wasn't there. A lot of people like that ending, but to me it wasn't there, just from a personal perspective. But I'm hoping that this story is gonna really pick up, and there's gonna be some payoff at the end of this one. It's interesting that Rainbow says, I personally think that you would enjoy the game more if you did it off stream. I absolutely disagree. If I did it off stream, I wouldn't get through the game. I wouldn't have got through Red Dead 1. I wouldn't get through this. I guarantee it. Because it's just not my thing. It's the fact that I'm streaming it, and you know.
Yeah. That's the stream keeps you going.
Yeah.
Like, because that people want to see what you're doing, and you want to keep people entertained, so you're just going to keep playing through it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's very slow, and I would have stopped before now, I think, just because it's just not my thing. But I'm glad that I'm continuing, because I want to see what happens. It's difficult. It's one of those sort of like 50-50, you're on one side at one minute, one side the next minute, and sometimes you're thinking, ah, damn, I'm not intrigued in this. And then there's other times where you're like, wow, this is amazing. And it's difficult. It's not 100% clear cut for me as much of it is.
I think to truly enjoy this game at its maximum level, you have to embrace the slowness.
You have to slow yourself.
You have to slow your heart rate. You have to slow your speech. You have to slow everything. You must move as the game moves, which is slow.
You do.
And you embrace it.
And you don't force, like, I'm just going through the story missions, but you can do that.
And don't have a goal. If you set a goal in this game, you're missing out. Just, you know, I mean, set minor goals, like, I want to go buy this hat, you know, or what, you know, I want to go to town and buy the stuff, right? And then just whatever happens along the way, you do it. You know, don't be on to that goal. Or if you get in town, there's a bounty poster. Do the bounty. Don't do the bounty. You see a deer while you're riding, hunt it, kill it. You see a challenge that you could do, do it. You have to lose yourself
in the immersion that the game is trying to create for you to really get the most out of this game. And it's true. You can't do that when you're streaming it. But for me personally, I couldn't do that. I couldn't lose myself in the game anyway. So I might as well stream it, because it's going to make it better for me. But yeah, if you really do want to get the most out of this game, you do need to just, you need to accept that you're going to put 60, 80, 100 hours into it.
Yeah.
Slow everything down.
I put 20 hours into the game. I'm not even done with chapter two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not too far behind you, and I've only done 5 hours. So, you know, that's the kind of difference that you can get from doing a lot to doing just the bare minimum. And I think you do, you know, if you really do want to get the best experience of the game, you have to do that.
Yeah, and I'm rewarded for it as well.
Yeah, of course.
I've gotten multiple unique weapons. I have found, I've completed a line of treasure hunting. Like you got a map and another map and another map. I've completed a line of treasure hunting, and now I have 2 gold bars, which I think are worth like 500 each. And again, with the guns that I have unique. 2 unique versions of the Cattleman revolver, and actually a unique version of the Mauser, which I don't even have unlocked yet.
What?
And from just exploring and doing stranger missions and such. So you get rewarded really well for doing these extra things and for doing this exploration. And
can you vault weapons?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't want to, I don't know. I feel like I carry. I know this sounds stupid because you can't carry like all your weapons, but I feel like I have too many pistols and I don't know where they are or like what
they're on. They're all on your horse. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're all on your horse.
Oh my god. Okay, that's going to be one of my gripes. But to finish off that thought, that you also have to be aware that, you know, that might just not be your kind of thing. Like for me to be able to put 80-100 hours into a game, I just can't do that anymore. I don't have the time to do that. So if you're going in with that mindset into a game like this, you're not going to enjoy it anywhere near as much. So, you know, you've got to know what kind of things suit you, what kind of games you like. But from just a purely objective game creation experience, this is incredible. But I think that it's kind of showing from view numbers when it comes to Twitch, when it comes to YouTube videos about Red Dead. The general population aren't as interested in it as much, I don't think, as
I would agree. Well, there's an oversaturation of streams as well right now.
Well, yeah, of course. And people want to not watch a stream because they want to play it themselves, of course.
Yeah.
But
I think Red Dead Online is going to be where the viewership is going to be. Like if you are grinding on GTA Online or Red Dead Online and you're like high level and good at that game, I think you'll probably succeed, because there's gonna be a lot of plebs who, you know, shouldn't even be allowed to hold a controller playing it. And if you're actually good, yeah, hopefully that will translate.
But I felt like the original Red Dead, it feels like it's more of a niche game. And certainly, one, you know, I guess everything that isn't GTA from Rockstar, it could be considered a niche game as well, in comparison to GTA. But I'm trying to find out what the sales figures were for Red Dead Redemption, the original one.
But they were good, but they certainly weren't as good as GTA. Obviously, I mean,
it's difficult because.
Casuals are the problem. Okay, that's the problem. Look, it goes back to that. Casuals.
But it feels like. The for Rockstar games, they're always held to a higher standard. And even if Red Dead Redemption 2 sells better than most of the games, you know, the God of Wars, the Spider-Man, the Call of Duties, all that kind of stuff, because it hasn't reached the same level and ridiculous level that, say, GTA does as a franchise, it always feels like it's a little bit less. I don't know, a little bit less of a franchise, and it's a bit of a shame that such a game like that is, you know.
I guess not everybody likes cowboys or something. I don't know.
And or culture, or good video games, you know.
It's
part of it.
So can we move into what we dislike? Some things that we dislike.
15 million Maybe. Units, by the way, for Red Dead Redemption, the original game, as of February 2017. At least that was just a figure.
I think that's where the interesting discussion will be. Some things that we dislike.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
I wanted to say that one thing that we would mention. Yeah, putting the stuff on the saddle of your horse and all the guns. I like that, right? I like the idea that you store all your stuff on your guns and you can only carry a certain amount of things. Now, please tell me if I'm wrong with this and there's something that I can do to remedy it, because I hate it. The fact that every single time I get off my horse on a new mission, I have to then re-get all of my guns again.
Well, you can attach them. You can, like, put them on when you're on the horse.
Yeah, but I have to actually do that every single time.
Yeah, there have been some... I think it might just be a little buggy, because there's been certain... where, because all I use really is the double barrel shotgun, because I have buck and I have slugs, I'm good. That's all I need. All right. If you're a mile away, you're going down with a slug.
Really?
Yes, you have to try the slugs. I will get on to that.
I've used the slugs. I've used like all the weapons, but I like doing pew pew pew. I like then pulling out the repeater and no, I went the wrong way, and then going boom boom boom. You know. I like going boom, boom.
Yeah, I've had missions where I've turned up and it's not had any of my weapons, but I've also had missions where I've got off my horse and he's got like his full arsenal. Every single gun that I own is on him. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I think it's a little buggy, personally.
Okay, I'm hoping that that's a bug that will be patched, because I hate it so much that I get off my horse. I don't really think about it because I've just been in a mission, used those weapons. And I would expect that it would at least save your last used weapons, and then you go into your horse if you want a different weapon. But I get off, I go halfway into the mission, and the next thing I know, all I've got is my pistol and a lasso and a knife. And it's so frustrating.
Now, I haven't had that happen, but I've had it to where I'll get off my horse, and I usually just run with the double barrel, just one weapon on my back, and I'll have my repeater as well. I have to put my repeater up, so...
The only thing that I can think it is that it would be like that as a feature is if you get off your horse and it gives you your suggested loadout for that mission. But that kind of annoys me because everybody plays their own way.
I mean, you can see like, for Arthur.
My name is Slugman. I slug everybody. So,
I mean, you could see Arthur holster his weapons on his horse after some time. So, I don't know. And you don't have to get on your horse, I don't think. You can just, like, walk up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, this is one of those things where it's realistic, it's immersion, it's putting it all in, but it actually takes away from the experience for me. I just want to get into a mission, and I don't want to have to think every single time I start a mission to then get the weapons off my horse every single time.
In a way, that's part of the immersion. You got to be prepared for anything, and you got to make sure that you're prepared.
I guess all I'm saying is,
I understand
it.
It's probably a bug.
I agree with you to a certain level that if every time I get off my horse, I should get what I last had when I was off my horse.
Yeah, that's all I ask. Go on. Do you guys want to? Because I have one thing in particular to talk about, but I think that's it. I think we've been over the stuff that I'm kind of like. It's not the things that I have gripes about. Apart from that, and the one thing that I want to talk about, they're not really gripes. They're just, you know, what we've talked about, differences in like what we like and don't like about games. I think we've been over everything else that I want to mention.
My biggest dislike goes back to taking it slow. In that there is nothing between Sunday walk and run. I wish that the kind of power walk you do in camp, I wish you could do that elsewhere. Because
if you hold A, can't you do that?
No, you run. Or at least I run.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
Maybe there's a setting or something, I don't know. You run.
What happens when you're doing nothing and you're just going forward?
Yeah, I walk. You walk.
Oh, so there's nothing in between. Thing is, GTA is like that as well. It's the same thing. They just don't seem to have like a...
Well, GTA Online is. GTA 5, you did
GTA
have
GTA 5's
kind of
got
jog.
The jog.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. If I want to jog. I want a brisk jog. Because I want to get across this muddy street fast, but I don't want to sprint and knock people over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Immersion.
I wish you could run in camps as well, actually, yes. And that's something that we mentioned before the start of the podcast.
I think the power
pre-show.
Walk is sufficient myself.
You don't want to stir up a ruckus in camp.
Exactly.
Get all the dirt kicking around and people's stew. Come on, man.
I had to go from the horse to the person who was farthest away from the camp to end a mission. And it took me, it definitely took me between 45 seconds to a minute just to do that walk. And I feel like that's too much for walking in a camp. To just to finish a mission, just to see some guy.
I think you're over-exaggerating the
time. Yeah, I think you're being a little...
I want to time it. I want to time it. I want to go find that clip and time it and see how long it took me to do that walk.
Here's the other thing. Did you hitch up your horse? Like, did you make sure that your horse was hitched? Because you don't have to do that. Did you do all this other stuff? Like,
don't worry. Once the speedrunners attack this game, we'll find some kind of glitch to fly.
Yeah. We'll get Josh back on in about a month.
We'll be flying. We'll be like transforming into a bird or something. Like flying in Blackwater earlier.
I just spawned in the Blackhawk helicopter. What? How'd you do that?
That's the other thing, actually. One thing that I noticed that a lot of people haven't really picked up on is the game has a cheat menu.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen like, that is a thing, but I haven't looked at it.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I like that. Like,
I'm so glad that they've done that.
I like that they've added a cheat menu instead of trying to sell us microtransactions to, to act as
I'm interested
cheats.
How they incorporate the cheats into the game as well, like how you find them. Because
I hope there's some newspaper funny cheats in there.
I hope there's a flying horse cheat.
Yeah. 45 seconds, all the pain. Well, yes. 45 seconds is painful when all you're doing is just walking from one place to another to finish a mission. Game.
All right, time is money. Time is money when you're in the streamer game. So 45 seconds of walking, that's 45 seconds that nobody's donating to me. So because I'm not doing anything interesting and there's nowhere for a GTA joke. So,
I saw you when I raided you that last night. I saw you just before I left the stream get mad. People for all their horsepower jokes and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, I will ban you if you come into my chat with those dumb jokes. I'll ban you. I'm not lying. I don't care who you are. You will get banned. You'll get banned. All right, you'll get banned.
Any other gripes?
Like I said before, I think the script could have been a bit more diverse. I've heard the same thing a couple of times. I've heard played like a fiddle a couple of times. I've heard, oh, they won't find us. It's a big country. I've heard that 14,000 times. I've heard, we got to move out west, but we need more money. And I heard that 1,400,000 times.
It's not a bad Dutch. Is that Dutch you're trying to do there?
Just random gang member.
I love Dutch's voice because he's always out of breath. It sounds Dutch always sounds like he just got done running a 5K.
Yeah.
We don't want to kill any of you, but we will.
I've got, the script maybe isn't the best, at least from what you know. I haven't really noticed that.
The voice acting is phenomenal.
But that's what I was going to say. The voice acting is incredible. Really, really top-notch. Superb voice acting.
That's it. It's taken me a little bit of a long time to get used to the controls and into the game. That might be by design, but again, that's just something that kind of frustrated me more than is making like against the game, a hit against the game, but yeah. I don't know.
I would encourage you to delve into the settings for some sensitivities. Because once I messed with it, I got it feeling a lot like the original Red Dead. So it's like a weird mix between Red Dead and Max Payne once I messed with the settings. So I would suggest doing that.
So carrying on from what you just said about trying to get in and getting used to the controls and things, my major gripe, and this is a gripe that I've continually had about Rockstar Games more and more over the years, is there has to be a better way to inform you about features in the game, controls, the idea of putting a little tooltip thing in the top left hand corner of the screen that explains something whilst someone's talking, or you know that you're trying to do something else. It's ludicrous. It's so bad. I hated it so much.
I'm gonna be real with you. I think you're just a slow reader.
I saw you struggling to put the bandana on at one point. You're like, what? Didn't I just put it on? They're like, no, you have to hold it there. You're like, oh god, why do I have to do this twice?
It's like there's been so many occasions where I've either missed what the thing says when I'm reading it because I'm trying to listen to what is being said in dialogue, or I've missed the dialogue because I'm trying to read with the tooltip. And then there's been other moments where it just gets shot at you so quickly that I can't take it in. And then I forget about it completely. That's it. It's gone. And I'm never going to remember that. And then I come to actually try to do something and I mess it up. I think I failed the very first duel as well.
I did as well. I had my first duel, like, not when you're supposed to have your first duel, I'm pretty sure. I was lost on the duel too. So
I think the duels are kind of lame.
Was that the turtle boy, bruv?
Who?
What? The cult boy.
What? Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I had exactly the same thing. I was like, what am I supposed to be doing here? It's not clear at all.
You are required to disarm him for that mission, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you are. It fails if you like. I
what guy? What are you talking about?
He shot himself.
Mary's brother. Okay.
Yeah, Linton's brother. Yeah.
Okay. I had my first before that. I think. I don't know. I can't.
That is a perfect example because it doesn't. It feels like it doesn't give you the time to do what you need to do to be able to read, and then act out. And for the first time, when you're trying to do it, you're obviously going to be slow. You're going, okay, do that, do that, do that, and then the next thing you know, the mission's over and failed.
Yeah, shot himself in the face.
I'm going to teach you how to do this thing while you're doing it.
Yeah,
that's not how learning works.
Yeah, now I agree with that, with the duel.
All right, we're going to put you behind that.
Learning how to duel was pretty rough.
And that just kind of like, Behrman says you can reread everything surely. Well, no, because it goes off the screen before you even chance to read it the first time, most of the time. And you don't think when you're in the middle of doing the thing that it's teaching you to do to then pause the game and look into whatever it is and the manuals and all that kind of stuff. It's just the way that, and it's the same with GTA 5 when with, you know, online, all that kind of stuff, when new stuff is implemented, it's always the same way that they do it. And there has to be a better way because I just think it's the worst way to introduce anybody to any kind of new feature or tutorial to do anything in games. It's terrible. And I missed so much stuff in the first part of the game because I was trying to read, or I missed what I was supposed to read. And I just get so frustrated with it. And I don't want to have to then go back and reread everything and try to, you know, it's just, I feel like they do this big long tutorial of how to do all this kind of stuff, but they don't do the actual tutorial bit as well as they could.
Yeah, I can understand.
So that's why I find it a little bit more difficult to get into, you know, the controls and that kind of stuff, and why it's taken me a bit longer. But also, maybe I'm just getting older. I don't know. That's how it makes me feel.
You're a grumpy old man.
Yeah. Is that it?
It's a masterpiece, man. It's a great game.
This game is a masterpiece and experience. We didn't even talk. I mean, there's so many things we didn't talk about.
Fishing.
Fishing. The soundtrack.
The soundtrack's
shotgun
amazing.
Slugs. Yeah, I got to tell you. All right.
Give him the tea, cuz.
I'm here to preach the gospel of shotgun slugs to you because shotgun slugs are the best. I've wanted shotgun slugs in Red Dead Redemption forever. All right. We finally got them. All right. So there's this kind of camp going on. I hear some voices yelling, so I get off my horse and I sneak around, and they're all arguing out. So I'm gonna go in this house and steal. And these are bad guys, right? You know, I know because they're doing bad things. So I go into the house, I'm robbing it, and then two people hear me come in and point their guns at me. So, you know, pew pew, they're gone, right? And then I run out the back door, fight my way, you know, get around, fight my way, get my shotgun slugs, boom, boom, you know, kill people. And then the last enemy is up in the loft of a barn, right? It's a woman. It's a tiny woman with a big gun way up in the loft of a barn. And I poke out, go into Deadeye, right as she's going back in, boom, slugs, you know, shoot her in the head, kill her, right? So I go to investigate.
Really?
So I go to investigate the loft. She doesn't have a head anymore. It's gone. It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. All that's left is part of her jaw, and that's it. I blew her head completely away with a shotgun slug from about 50 feet away, and it's just...
Did you do it that, terrible pun.
It's just great. It's just shotgun slugs. Dude, if you don't have any shotgun slugs, get yourself the double barrel, get yourself the shotgun slugs, and try it out in Red Dead. It's very good.
You're out of your mind. That's what you gotta say after. Like, I was doing that. I was streaming. This is completely off topic. I was streaming World War II, COD World War II one time, and I was using the incendiary shotgun shells. And every time I would kill somebody, I would say some terrible pun about like burning, and in an audible voice, I'd be like, "Looks like you left the oven on," or something. They're like, "Ah, that's hot." Something stupid.
I just think about calling people primitive screwheads whenever I kill them with my double barrel, because it's my boomstick. Got it, shop smart, you know.
Wundersniff said in the chat, "I give it 2 months before we start shitting on Rockstar for something related to this game."
And yeah, probably the online portion.
I was just going to say, speaking of that, online will be out by then.
We'll see how that goes.
I have an early impression. As soon as I saw the Los Santos Customs of horses, the stables, with all the different horse breeds that you can have, all the different, let's say, car modifications that you can have for these horses, all these different visual differences, I immediately went to, okay, this is how online's going to be with horses. Horses are just going to be the new cars in GTA.
Oh yeah, obviously.
And
what?
What I mean is
the mode of transportation is going to be the mode of transportation, guys.
No,
check out this, guys.
You know what I mean, you scumbags.
No, I don't. I don't think it's going to be as crazy, because you're not going to have a garage filled with 40 horses.
You'll have a stable
with a couple. You'll have a cart that you're going to run your businesses off of. Probably that's going to cost you $1 million.
I think there's going to be quite a lot of elements from the last 2 years of updates from GTA Online with the businesses, with the monetization in Red Dead Online from the start.
I'm
looking forward to seeing what they've done with it from a from just an intrigue perspective, more so than excited to play it, I think.
I just don't know. I mean, obviously, we have no idea what the online is going to be like. I just don't see how they can monetize it like they monetize GTA.
I mean, it doesn't have the same level of...
Well, they're probably going to show you. If you can't see, they'll probably show you.
But I mean, like, because I think the main point of interest in GTA is the cars, obviously. And they make the cars super expensive, and they make it difficult to get money to buy them, and so they give you this out to buy the in-game currency. The races aren't going to be that fun in Red Dead, and I don't think you're going to want all these horses, so I just don't see. Maybe guns, maybe.
Supposedly maybe there's businesses. An achievement for owning 5 horses online.
Yeah, there is.
Okay. Weaponized wagons. But yeah, I think, you know, with it doesn't have the same mass appeal as what GTA does, obviously. So it's not going to be as big of an earner for them. And maybe because of that, they're not going to go full out monetization like they did with GTA.
Yeah.
But I'm interested to see what level.
It's going to be a ranch. It's going to be a ranch or something.
I'm already thinking of ways.
Yeah, hire me, Rockstar. I'll give you ways to monetize your boring games.
They know, I'm sure. I wonder, it would be interesting if there's any kind of copy-paste aspects to it that we can point to. It's like, that's just straight out of GTA Online. Yeah. I'm really intrigued to see what they do. But from the single-player perspective of Red Dead Redemption 2, it is a masterpiece of a game.
Yes,
objectively. So far.
It's a masterpiece of an experience, yes.
The story, the second half of the story could be absolute garbage, but I hope not.
Yeah. From a game creation perspective, it's great. But I think that the story and how invested you're going to get in it personally will determine how much you personally like it.
Which you should like it a lot.
But you should, and if you don't like it, and if you don't buy this game... Noss is going to hate
you. You don't
forever.
Like it, I'm sending a posse to your house.
Now, I'm on a level 5 beard. What are you guys at?
Clean shaven. I know everybody else is going to go for the beard, so I went clean shaven.
Wow.
I just got a mustache.
Nice. Congratulations.
Not in real life. That's not a thing that I can do.
It was funny when you got that, and I was like, hey, that looks like Burt Reynolds. And you were like, yep, that looks like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
like,
oh, I said it, yeah. It is. Yeah, my character is now Burt Reynolds.
Rest in peace, Big Burt. Damn.
So let's open up the phone bank.
Phone if anybody back, has any get questions. Get in the phone. Call us on the phone.
If you have any
please.
Questions about Red Dead or anything else, I guess. I'm going to probably title this Red Dead Redemption 2 Special because that's what it is. So.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely special, boy.
All right. We got any gaming news?
Gaming
Red
news.
Dead Redemption 2 came out.
That's what I was going to say. That. Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 has come out. That is our gaming news. That segment's done.
Most people over there playing that Soul Calibur game, they're making some cool custom characters. Go check that out.
Oh, is Soul Calibur out?
Yeah, I think so.
People I was a making, huge fan as a kid of Soul Calibur.
People, like, there's 3. A custom character creator in that, and the characters have been hilarious. So
I can't even imagine what kind of sexist kind of female characters people are going to be making in that.
Well, I saw a lizard with a very large genitalia, and that was impressive.
I'm hoping to find that really, at some point in Red Dead.
I can't really think of any kind of gaming news over the last 2 weeks that is of note.
Wasn't there some game that came out like, oh, the Fallout 76 beta? Did you play that? I didn't think so.
Black Ops 4 came out.
And... Oh, yeah. Blackout looks fun.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of that. I'm probably not going to play a lot of it anymore, but I was playing a lot of it. There was a bit of a controversy there because they were doing the Fortnite emote thing, but since it's a first-person battle royale, you could like
see
around. Yeah.
You
just do an emote to see around the corner.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
exactly. You just dab and you can see everybody, you know.
Add insult to injury. You're just dabbing. You're just, oh, there he is. But, yeah. I think it's really good. I mean, I know a lot of people, it's split 50-50 if you like Call of Duty, if you don't like Call of Duty. To me, I haven't liked a Call of Duty multiplayer in a long time, and I really like this. It feels kind of very familiar.
Feel that I've been getting, that I've been seeing in videos and stuff like that. This is like the best Call of Duty for a while.
But yeah,
it comes along with the monetization that they do now, and the fact that they don't have single player and stuff like that. But I think I was watching something where there's not really.
No,
but they were saying something about it's like it split people because the time to kill feels better, like they've increased that, so it's not quite just the same. Whoever sees the person first is dead, wins. And I think that's better, but you know, it comes with all the usual Activision nonsense with monetization. But it feels like Blackout is a very, very fun game mode, even if it is just another battle royale. They've done it well.
Yeah, I mean. I think PUBG's dead after this.
Yeah, PUBG's been dead for a while.
Yeah, but I think this has officially cremated
it. This is the nail.
In your opinion, since you've bought it and played it, does it feel like a $60 game, COD? Is there enough there to warrant the $60 full price tag?
I mean, obviously I liked playing through the single player in Call of Duty. I think so. With zombies, which I haven't played yet, multiplayer and Blackout, if you just split those into 3, you could easily sell those each for $20 each as standalone arcade style games. So I think putting them together warrants a $60 price tag. Now offering like a season pass and an ultimate edition and all that other stuff, I think that's outrageous, but that's for another time.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be worthy of that. Yeah, I think it's worth $60.
Oh yeah, that was it. Season pass was almost the price of the game. I remember now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our gaming news. Not a lot going on. Comments from last week. And do we have any comments to make about last week's episode? 2 weeks ago, I should say.
Next time we have a guest, he's got to lean in. Sorry, Pyrell. Lean forward. And
hello, my name's Pyrell Gaming.
should have had him test his mic out because he sounds a lot better in his videos.
Hello. I thought it was interesting. Hello.
Yes.
He was a good guest, though.
Yeah, good guest and good meme too. So
yeah, good meme too. Yeah.
I'm trying to find the episode so I can look at some.
I will say there were a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon of hoping to get their comments read out, because we've read out, I think it's Base Black Knight that we've read out his comments the last few times, because he's always done these really long, involving comments containing the word that we choose for that week. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon, which I knew they would, trying to get their comments read out. No comments.
Read no comments?
Any that we, the problem is that they're all so long that it takes like 3-4 minutes just to read one of them, as we saw like 2 weeks ago. So
Phil has provided me with his homework but not selected a comment, possibly for that exact same reason.
Okay, just put in the chat, "I agree." So there you go. Yes. I'm not going to say that you didn't do any good comments. They were good to read through, and I enjoyed reading them.
We're not reading them.
But we're not reading them on here, so you've got to do it in the comments like that. If you want to do those kind of comments, you've got to do it for the satisfaction of making those kind of comments, not just for getting them to be read on the this show.
Notice me, Bruffy, please notice me. Please, will you notice me, please?
So how are we, what was the word again? Just good enough.
So we had 97 comments in total on the last episode. How many do you think mentioned just good enough?
20.
One. All right. And a half. Wow, that was in there early. What about you, RDT?
Just good enough, 97. 26.
I'm going to go 29.
You son of a bitch.
I actually thought it was in the 20s, but I'm going to go for 29 because it could be in the 30s.
So, the winner this week is Adam. Congratulations, Adam.
Is it 33?
Wow,
what is it?
Shot.
It's 40. 40 Whoa. Comments.
Wow. 40 comments.
Yeah, 40.
Interesting. Thing is, I remember seeing it, the first, because obviously I read all comments on my channel, so I get a general idea. But
it's a mistake, by the way.
It seemed like initially, out of the first, say, 40 comments, there weren't very many people saying just good enough. Like, they'd just come to watch the bit with Pyrome, say, and then they clicked off and they weren't regular viewers or anything.
No, they just came for the choke of the week. They wanted that GTA.
Just choke of the week, yeah. But then, now that I think about it, the later comments, there were actually a lot more. Yeah. Interesting. 40.
Yes. And that is, the keywords were mentioned 171 times in those 40 comments.
Okay, of course.
Jesus. Come on, guys.
Right. So, do we have any callers?
It may look like we do, but we in fact don't.
Okay.
I have checked. We do not.
Damn.
So,
everybody's playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, everyone wants just to get this wrapped up so we can all go back to playing Red Dead.
I've just had it through on the phone lines from my producer. Apparently, we do actually have a question from the person that's calling in. So let me bring him in. It's Major Copyright with a question.
Oh God! No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Copyright.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the Cowboy Podcast. Look, I'm giving up. Just give me. Look, I want to go.
Is he in here?
Just make it quick. Yeah. Make it quick so we can all go play Red Dead. I'm going to sleep.
Almost at these days.
Very professional. Very professional today.
Spit it out.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
You. Don't have time.
All right. Come on, partner.
Red Dead Redemption. What's everybody's favorite Western film?
I haven't seen very many, and I can remember very less of that number.
I think this is kind of sacrilege. I mean, I should really have a better choice than this, but probably The Hateful Eight. I mean, I really enjoyed that.
I thought that was really good, too.
But I think when you ask that question, you're thinking about, like, classic Westerns, you know? So I don't really know if The Hateful Eight is a valid answer, but it's what I'm going for. I mean, the Dollars trilogy is excellent. Anything with Clint Eastwood's excellent. I mean, yeah, John Wayne, there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff. So.
It's funny you say The Hateful Eight, because I'm going to say Django Unchained.
Yeah, I would say Django over Hateful Eight. I think Hateful Eight had a bit too much of the classic Tarantino people talking for too long.
See, that's what I love about Tarantino.
Yeah,
some people really love that. I prefer like a more spaced out movie like Django.
Yeah. I mean, Tombstone's always a good one. It's a little campy, but Tombstone's fun.
Yeah, and there's the more like kind of more modern ones like Lonesome Dove and stuff.
Butch
like
Cassidy
that,
and Sundance Kid.
Yeah, there's stuff like that too.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid is one of the greatest of all time. Although Rob Redford's a little bit overrated. Paul Newman is one of my favorite actors of all time.
I quite like the remake of True Grit.
I didn't watch it. I don't think I saw it.
I think I've seen it.
Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
Hey, I know Bruff's answer. Cowboys and Aliens. That's Bruff's answer.
I was going to say Django Unchained as well, but that's only because it's the only one I can probably remember. I know I've seen like John Wayne movies in the past when I was younger and they were just on TV, but
If I'm going to be entirely honest, I would say Back to the Future 3, but I know.
I should say that.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Is that the one where they're like at the end? They're on a standoff.
Yeah, well, there's a good guy, there's a bad guy, and there's an ugly one. And
yeah, but I just don't know whether I've seen it. Yeah, and I think I have, but I can't.
Yeah, it's the one where they're like looking at each other, and then they shoot.
Okay. I have seen that. Interesting question. Yeah. Thank you, copyright, for
that's a good question.
Yeah.
Showing up my lack of knowledge about Westerns, which isn't to be expected.
Surprised I didn't get more of a reaction for Wild Wild West.
that was a pretty good meme answer. I just I've been desensitized because Jaji in my Discord has just been posting that video over and over again. So
RDT, do you have any kind of Apple Juice Minute, or have you just been too busy playing Red Dead?
Oh, I've been playing. I actually went out and got it today, so I don't have one prepared, but I am drinking something from a brewery that is most commonly known as the bridge between natural lights and actually semi-decent beer for college students, and that's Magic Hat. And surprisingly, they had a beer with my old high school nickname, Circus Boy, and I don't know why they used to call me that. I think it had something to do with the fact that I was a weirdo, but I was looking for something a little bit spooky for spooky season because it's almost Halloween, but I didn't find any Halloween themed beer, so I was left to go with something called Circus Boy that kind of tastes like dishwater. Sorry, Magic Hat, but you taste like soapy water, and I will continue to drink it because
you bought it.
Let's be honest. I bought it. But yeah, so I would not suggest going out and getting it. Sorry, don't sponsor us, Magic Hat.
Two out of 10 on the Dish Liquid Magic Hat beer.
Yeah.
Is it the worst you've had on the podcast yet?
Close. And I've had Natty Ice on this. Or Natty Light. No, I had Natty Light, didn't I? Yeah, I was going to get...
Not have both. I'm sure you had both.
I think you had both.
I don't know if I had ice yet. Well, hold on for that special episode.
I'm looking forward to it.
I might die. Yeah, this isn't very good.
So we did have a pretender to the throne of RDT this week. I don't know if you guys saw Twitter, but Bass Black Knight decided to step in with a stand-in video for RDT's Apple Juice Minute.
Wow, I feel threatened.
And also prepared caller intros as well throughout the video, just in case you weren't going to be here because you were playing.
Jeez, he's coming for our jobs, Nas.
So honorable mention, thank you for putting the effort in. And
if he wants my job bad enough, he can have it. I got Red Dead 2 now.
Right, so a choke of the week. Let's get on to it.
Yeah,
I haven't watched these yet.
I haven't either.
They're very short this week, so
yeah. No need to like skip to each like halfway through a clip or anything like that.
Okay. Maybe with the first one a little bit.
It's 49 seconds, we can deal.
It's fine.
So you can watch a 49-second video, but you can't walk across a camp for 49 seconds?
Well yeah, because this is in
the
this
disrespect.
Is...
because the video is actually entertaining.
Whoa, what are you saying? Bro.
Listen here, partner.
Catch a flight to Scotland right now.
I'm not saying the game isn't entertaining. I'm saying the walk across the camp isn't entertaining. That's what I'm just to clarify.
I'm going to put some paws on some people if they say that.
All right.
I'll meet you out front of the saloon at high noon.
Oh.
Are you guys ready to start watching these?
I've been watching this one. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let me get this steamed up. All right, I'm starting now.
This car is yellow. Or maybe it's green.
It's lime green.
It's green.
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
You've already struggled to do your job.
It's a felon overtaking a felon around the outside, around the prison complex area.
My criminal records GP here. This looks nice.
Coming into a chicane.
Little chicane here.
Those apex props could be better.
Takes it perfectly. Yeah. He's in first place.
Four laps out of four.
This track looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a very short race because they've only been doing it for three and a half minutes. Oh my god.
he flipped. That's a flip. That's hitting a prop and that's why you got to be careful with your prop usage in racing.
Yes. People.
Alright, so here's a premium race here.
Oh, we're going right into it.
Last lap, way out in front in the pariah. Oh, it's this track. I haven't done this track in years.
See, this is perfect. This is like 40 seconds.
You
don't have to show us. Oh, no.
Straight over the checkpoint. I've done that so many times on this track, like years ago when it was actually a thing. Is there only two people in the race? Has everyone else dropped out?
Yeah, all right.
Say goodbye to 70k on that one. At least he got 10k profit from it.
Yeah.
Can you count all the chokes? Is this third one called 22 seconds? I imagine there can't be too many chokes in 22 seconds.
Construction site dirt. He has a Mitsubishi logo on the side of his Karuma.
Oh,
so
wow. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that requires someone packing.
One, two.
No, wow. Okay. So he's in fourth on the last corner.
Yes.
The top three all crash out. He then goes over a destructible barrier, flips over after he's just gotten into the lead with the finish line right there. He reverses to try and get to the finish line first, and he gets overtaken by two people.
Spun around a little bit.
Wow.
He had plenty of time to just go.
That was a good one.
Okay. I couldn't count all the chokes, and I wasn't expecting that many in 22 seconds. That was impressive.
There were quite a few.
That was a good one.
Damn.
Wow. So whilst those who are here watching live, for our listeners, if you want to watch live to the podcast, you can come to twitch.tv/bruffy1322 every other Saturday, 7 p.m.
Yeah. Please watch us. Our viewer numbers are declining. Our show is going to get canceled. We're going to need hashtag don't cancel choking hazard, okay? Look, I'm already in costume. I'm doing what I can.
We're all doing our part.
So vote if you're here on what you think is your choke of the week. And in keeping with the Red Dead Redemption 2 special episode, I had a choke in Red Dead Redemption 2 earlier this morning, it actually was, because it's been a hell of a long day. of streaming and other things. I'm going to put it in the chat for you guys, but I figured I can't win these anymore, these chalk of the weeks, but I figured I would play this as an honorable mention because it's Red Dead Redemption and we didn't have any other Red Dead Redemption clips.
I like the chalks. Title of this clip. This already sounds
good. What's the when title? What's the title?
When curb boosted goes wrong, of course.
Oh, it yeah, okay. It's, so I've skipped to 20 seconds into it as well because it's just nothing going on until that point.
Okay, so okay. Play.
So I'll play now. So we're just riding along on a horse, basically.
Last just having out. A grand old time.
Chasing the guy, the Scientology guy.
I love the horse physics in this game wow. So much.
Oh, no.
Yo.
I think I've saved it when I like when I actually try to remedy and then the mission just fails. It was just
damn.
That was Jesus.
I had something similar happen to me, except I was riding on flat ground. I was riding on flat ground up towards a post office, and my horse just kind of exploded. Oh. I don't know if like landmines exist in the game or what, but like there was a sound like an explosion sound, and my horse, I went flying off my horse, and there was maybe nobody, there was no enemies around.
Your horse might have got spooked.
I was just right next to the. Nope.
you ran up on a rattlesnake, and your horse self-destructed.
Yeah, it was weird. I can only assume it's a bug of some description.
I've yeah,
the disc, the horse dismounts are pretty impressive.
Yeah, the only thing I've had is I got into a horse-on-horse collision once. I haven't had one of those where I fly off a mountain with my horse or anything, because I'm responsible and yeah. A good horse rider.
First one that I did, I like came up to a fence, and I came up to the corner of it like this, and my horse jumped over one edge of the fence, and its front legs got caught on the other, and I was just flying over. It was great. I was like, oh, God.
My first chalk in Red Dead Redemption 2 was riding into a tree. That was what I did do that. So every stream of Red Dead so far, I've had at least one chalk in.
Nice.
Vote 4. Everyone wants to vote number 4. See, I have the best chalks. I would win every single time. That's not a good thing.
They just want to get noticed by the streamer, okay?
Okay.
It's all bias.
How are we doing on the votes?
Wasn't even that good of a
joke. We have a winner.
Okay, good.
I think a clear winner, and I think I know who it's going to be.
I think number 3 is going to win, but my vote actually goes to number 2 because it was the proper chalk.
I vote for 3.
I don't agree that number 2 was a proper joke.
Why? He completely miscalculated the thing that everybody knows on that track and lost 70k in the process.
It shouldn't be the case anyway. That's like that's just a poor checkpoint placement by Rockstar. I don't think.
Well,
that's...
no, it's a checkpoint placement that hasn't grown to accommodate the power of the pariah.
Either way, shouldn't make that a thing that can happen.
Yeah, but
I thought
like
the number
laps.
1 and number
he's
4 were just
two laps.
Number 1 and number 3 were just bad luck. I thought 2 was the proper chalk.
Nah. All number right. 3. I'm number
give
3.
Give me the winner. I'm ready to leave.
All right, in third place. In third place with 12% of the vote was chalk number 2.
Hey, whoa. Right,
you're all silly.
Yeah, breath strong. All right.
First place, chalk number 3.
Hey,
all
right, we're done. All right, boys.
Okay, calm down.
We're not done yet.
Because we've not even said who the chokes are by yet. So chalk 2
no one cares. No one cares. Still plays the game.
Why does anybody watch this with you? Jesus.
Alright.
So the Goody Squirrels was in last place.
There you go.
With the best chalk. Mark Verstappen was in second place, and Cornelius AS was the chalk of the Choking Hazard podcast chalk of the week winner this week. Well done. You're terrible, you fluffed it.
Also, change your crew emblem. You have a Mitsubishi logo. Okay, stop. That's not lore friendly. Stop.
All right. So I think we're done. You guys just want to get out of here, don't you? Just so you can get away. What's our word? Is our word actually going to be?
We already said it halfway through the stream.
We're not going to say it now for those who just skipped to the end. All right,
you
want
another word, you got to watch this, baby.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right. So these two are going to go play Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm going to go to sleep. Thank you guys for watching. We really appreciate it.
All right, let's do it. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, guys.